This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4033, for Wednesday, the 17th of January, 2024. Today's show is entitled, Using Player CTL to Control Media Players. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 6 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Ken maps some player CTL commands to keyboard shortcuts in LXQT. You are listening to a show from the reserve queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. This one's coming from the reserve queue, which means two things. Number one, we don't have shows, so we've had to take some out of the pool. And number two, of course, that we obviously now have one less show in the reserve queue. So if you want to post a show or a reserve show, feel free to do that this weekend. So today I want to talk to you about how I solved a problem with multimedia playback in Firefox. On my phone, I can press play and pause with headsets adapters and it will pause. So I assumed that this was available on Linux as well. On some of the keyboards I have, they have dedicated play, pause, fast forward, rewind keys. On the keyboard in work, I have those keys, but they're hidden behind a function key. And what I wanted to know was, how is that actually controlled within Linux? When I searched on Firefox, I found a supporting article on the Mozilla website, Control Audio or Video Playback with Your Keyboard. And that is using the MPRIS, which brings you to the page on the Dbus specification on freedesktop.org. And it says that the Media Player Remote Interface specification is a standard Dbus interface which aims to provide a common programming API for controlling media players. It provides a mechanism for discovering, querying basic playback control of compliant media players, as well as tracklist interface, which is used to add context to the active media items. Perfect, that's what I'm looking for. And then a quick search on command line control for that, I got to the excellent article from Derek Diener on addictive tips, how to fix media keys not working in Linux. Obviously, links to all of these will be in the show notes. And it's a utility called Player CTL. Player CTL, all one word. And if you do a man player CTL after you install it, instructions on the article on how to install it will show you how that's done. And the man page says the player control utility controls MPRIS enabled media players. In addition to offering play, pause, and stop control, PlayerCTL also offers previous and next track support, the ability to seek backwards and forwards in a track, and volume control. PlayerCTL also supports displaying metadata, artist, title, and album for the current track, and showing the status of the players. Players that can be controlled using Player CTL include Audacious, CMUS, MoPD, MPD, etc., Rhythmbox, VLC, and it can also be used to control web browsers. I'm paraphrasing there a little. So the important ones are Player CTL space play, which will start playback, Player CTL space pause, and the one I'm using, player CTL space play dash pause, that's all one word, play dash pause, player CTL stop, player CTL next, player CTL previous. So of those three, I wanted to map the player CTL play dash pause to my play pause button, player CTL next to my fast forward button, and player CTL previous to my back button, which under LXQT, which I'm running, is fairly easy to do. You go press the start menu and type in shortcut. And you get shortcut keys control. And then by pressing add, you can press, it gives you a edit action, which has got shortcut description, type, and command. So if you click on the shortcut and then press whichever button that you want to, in my case, for example, function, and then I think it's function and pause. And then I put in the command into the description because that's easier. And then under type, I have command or dbus message. So I put in command and I press player CTL space play dash pause. Now, probably looking at this, could have put in a dbus message there, but I find that putting in the command is more understandable for me when I come back and do it again. And that was it. When I was done, Firefox was playing and pausing, and it was absolutely perfect. So hope that show was of interest to you. And if you have any quick tips of the day, today I learned stuff, you can submit it to either a regular show or you can add it to the reserve queue like this one if you don't care when it's going to come out. So tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.